You are walking into a city whose ruins record centuries of destruction, reuse, and care. What's left of ancient Akragas, the Greek colony founded here in the 6th century BCE, sits exposed on a limestone ridge above the modern town, and every standing column carries the marks of at least 3 different acts of attention: the builders who raised it, the forces that tried to break it, and the restorers who put it back together. This temple is probably named for the wrong goddess. The name on the sign is the Temple of Juno, conventional and wrong. It grew from a mistaken reading of the Roman writer Pliny the Elder, who was actually describing a temple to Hera near Crotone, not here. The real dedication is uncertain. What is certain is the date. The temple was built around 450 BCE, in the period of classical Doric architecture, the simplest of the 3 Greek orders. What you see is not one structure but a composite. The columns and architrave on the north side are ancient fabric, 34 columns, each just over 6 meters tall, made from 4 stacked drums of local shell-bearing limestone. The fire traces visible on some stones are from 406 BCE, when Carthaginian forces destroyed the city. The Romans repaired the damage, replacing the original terracotta roof tiles with marble and adding a sloped ramp at the eastern front. The current arrangement, the re-erected columns, the missing architraves on 3 sides, the partial walls of the inner chamber, is the result of 18th century anastylosis, the practice of reassembling ruins from their own fallen pieces. East of the temple are the remains of a monumental altar, though its exact use is unknown. From here, the route runs west along the defensive ridge, where a gate and later graves make the stone serve a different city.